Yeah, thank you. I'd like to play something going back to our second album, 1973, Tyranny and Mutation. It's a song we haven't played in 4 or 5 years. I thought we'd just whip it out on you right here. It's Seven Screaming Diz Busters.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about the light. You know, one question I get all the time, you know, they say, how'd you ever get started in the rock business? Because I always wanted to be in a rock band myself, and how'd you get your start? And I tell them, well, there's a lot of ways of starting in this business, but here's the way I did it. I can't recommend it to everybody, but there is a way. I was playing some shitty club there in Long Island, New York about 10 years ago. And one day, in walks this little thin guy, had sort of a wet look hairdo, kind of pulled straight back with black greasy hair. Had a little goatee for a beard, and he walks up to me, he's wearing a nice gray suit, you know, pinstripe suit. And he says, hey boy, I like your sound. How'd you like to be on your way to the top? And I said, sure man, what do I gotta do? And he said, well, all you gotta do is just sign this contract. And he opens up his jacket, and inside of the pocket right over here, he has this scroll or parchment, and he opens it up. He opens it up real slow, and it's written in a language I can't quite understand, you know, a lot of Latin and stuff like that. And on the bottom he said, all you have to do is sign right here. And I said, well, is that all I gotta do? He says, well, there's only one more thing. You got to sign your name in blood. I said, well, that's pretty heavy. You don't sign your name in blood. You don't do that every day, you know what I mean? I said, but if you just give me a second, I'll see what I can do. Records walks in the hall and he says, I'm gonna put you boys on your way. And before I knew it, we had one record out, two records out, three records out, four records out. Before I knew it, I was living on Malibu Beach, California. I had two Rolls Royces and a 930 Porsche Turbo. I had women, I had drugs, I had everything. See myself a few years from now, 30, 40 years, and the same guy is gonna come walking up to me one day. He's gonna say, you've had your way, boy, and now it's my turn, pay the piper. I'm gonna come and take you away now. I'm gonna come and take you away. I'm gonna come and take you away, boy. I'm gonna come and take you away now. I'm gonna take you away. I'm gonna take you away.